The American songwriter Ben Folds has a new album called Way to Normal, and NPR's Vince Pearson says it showcases Folds' talent for songs about breakups.
I've been listening to Ben Folds since his early days with Ben Folds 5, and the man has written a lot of breakup songs. Some are angry.
So you wanted to take a break.
Others are sad. But they're always heartfelt. Folds is known for zany, upbeat performances, but I've always liked him best when he sounds down in the dumps.
I think everyone can relate to breakups.
Ben Folds.
Breakups of any kind mean moving on to have a new life. So that's just always been attractive to me. I joke about it. I say, well, I got to write a couple breakup songs for this record.
And on this record, Way to Normal, there's an impending breakup song, an angry finger-pointing breakup song, and what we'll call the long-distance space-age breakup song.
Here in Cologne, I know I said it wrong.
Cologne is a heartbreaking ballad about a couple ending it over the phone. They count backwards NASA-style until the moment of truth.
4, 3, 2, 1, I'm letting you go.
Another standout track is a playful duet with Regina Spektor called You Don't Know Me.
D.C., we're down by the existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma and it was, we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway.
What makes these tunes compelling for me is the tension. Folds describes hurt feelings with irreverence and humor, just as people do in real life when discussing something painful. Again, Folds.
If you have a conversation with someone over lunch, they're going to be sarcastic for a moment, they're going to be funny for a moment, and then they might get really serious for a moment. And all those things, you put them together and you get a whole person out of it. And record making, people kind of want you just to pick one. I've just never disciplined myself that way.
When you follow an artist over many years, it's a little like a romantic relationship. There are a lot of ups and downs. But Folds' odes to love and love lost are what keep me coming back. Vince Pearson, NPR News.
We'd hit the bottom. I thought it was my fault. And in a way, I guess it was.
It's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.